Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Bert Show.
All right, so something special is happening outside right now. We are here at the Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel doing our big send-off party in the ballroom. And so, yeah, we're all in here and we're having a good time. But outside...
They out of bacon.
No, they're out of bacon.
that wouldn't be special.
Not in the lobby. Outside. The Hapeville Fire Department is here.
Look it up.
Because, you know, our triplets, Maggie, Max, and Miller, they're all Bert's Big Adventure kids. Max's dream has always been to drive a fire truck. And so he and his siblings are out there, and he's hanging out with the Hapeville Fire Department right now.
That is cool.
That's fulfilling awesome. A wish. Hey. A magical moment happening with the fire department.
Super cool. Yeah. Very cool. Now all the adults are going to go out there.
Yes.
Fire trucks are just one of those things. I don't think it matters if you're young or you're old. I get excited when I see fire trucks still.
It's always a cool thing.
Right. So, I saw one just the other day coming home. I was actually late picking Jimmy up from school because I forgot what day it was. Anyway, and we're on our way home, and there was a fire truck, and he's like, Mom, a fire truck. And I'm like, I know. They save lives.
Awesome. All right, let me give you a little secret here. You know why Bert's Big Adventure runs as well as it does? Because there are no dudes in the office. it's an all-women staff.
Makes sense.
It is a lady fest.
It's an all-lady fest here. And we added two new staff members this year. Caitlin, our social media coordinator, and Kaylee, our program director. And this is going to be the very first Bert's Big Adventure they are going on. Hey, guys.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are we?
100.
1,000 million.
Okay, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are we?
1 billion.
you know, in a lot of these events, what you see is the final product. You know, you guys hear us here at the send-off. You'll see the pictures online. But there is so much work that these women do 24/7 behind the scenes with our Bert's Big Adventure families. And we thought it'd be really cool to get your perspective leading up to the trip. And then have you exhausted on Monday when we talk to you again and see what your perspective is on Monday. So going into it, how you guys feeling about things?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm so glad you didn't say, no, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Worst.
So I was talking to Caitlin and Kaylee at our Bert's Big Adventure conference. So we all get together about a month before the trip because we really want to get to learn the family so we can super serve them. So we understand exactly what they're dealing with and what the kids are dealing with. And so we can just make sure this trip is as special as possible. And I could see the fear in their eyes. Like, and it's not like a bad fear. It's just, and I remember that from my first year. You just want to make sure these families have the best time. So you end up putting like a tremendous amount of pressure on yourself to be there for them and to make sure this is the most magical trip. And so my tip for you is, we're going to Disney.
Yeah,
so the pressure is kind of off for you guys. I mean, I know, and that's what's so special is with seeing your faces, because everybody here cares so much and they want to make sure that this is such a VIP special trip. So I already know just from the sheer fact of how much you guys care that you're going to have the most amazing time and you're going to make sure these families have an amazing time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've seen these kids on paper for so long, and now seeing all their faces, I just can't wait to see them light up in Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, all the fun things. It's just going to be so rewarding. I really can't wait.
Yeah, for me, it's like it sort of is common sense. Like, this trip is about the kids and it's about the family. So it takes my nerves away when I know it's strictly, it's one of those very few times in my life where I allow myself to just live in the moment.
That's
because
key.
That really is what we're asking the families to do. And our families, I mean, this is impossible for them. Have you seen the faces of a mom when you say, a Burt's Big Adventure mom, when we say, hey, don't sweat it, we're going to take care of everything, give up control? They don't even know what that looks like, right? So it kind of forces us to live in the moment with their kids. So just enjoy it all and live in the moment with them.
I would say to follow up with what was already said, trust your instinct, right? And trust your intentions. Because I think sometimes you do get in your head with just having these expectations for yourself because you want everything to go perfectly. But if you embrace the moment, be yourself, it kind of all will play out the way you imagine, even better than you've ever imagined. And I think it took me a few trips to really embrace the moment and embrace the trip. And once you do that, it becomes even more magical.
Also, fake it till you make it. Do you know how many times I've taken a wrong turn at Disney? But guess what? None of them have ever been there.
Right.
They don't know if we're taking the long way or the short way.
I have no idea.
No clue, right? So just, you know, just like, oh, no, yeah. This is the shortcut to get to the, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Now, by day three, they're going to be on to you.
Yeah.
You can get away with it for 2 days, right?
What about you, Abby?
Now, all of this advice is really sweet and sentimental, but last year was my first year, so I feel like I'm the most qualified to give you guys the real tea on what you need to have to prepare.
Bring it.
And everybody told me that it was going to be a fun and exciting and amazing trip, but they were also like, you're going to be exhausted. And I'm like, do you see what I do every day for a living? Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day. Like, this is nothing new. You are going to be running rampant for the next 5 days. My advice to you is, I know sometimes it can be very tempting to stay up and look at photos and chat with everyone. Go to bed. Go to bed. Put the phone away. Go to sleep. Because in order for you to be your best Disney self, you have to be the most rested version of yourself. So get under the covers and go to bed.
It's really good advice. Great. And also, I would say this, not to take a totally serious turn, but emotionally, you'll be exhausted next week. Traditionally, the Tuesday Burt show that we come back is the worst of the year.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because we're so tired, and it just, you have such a different perspective on this trip that when we come back and we do like a War of the Roses, or we're talking about infidelity or something like that, all of us are just like looking at each other like, this doesn't matter. So give yourself some space when you get back also, just to chill out. I would also check in with your therapist.
Yeah.
On speed dial, yeah.
All right, we're not really selling this trip anymore.
We started off good.
It's exhausting in a great way, though, because you really are. I mean, this is what it feels like to 100% give yourself for 5 days. And it's exhausting, but it's exhausting in the greatest way. And you're creating memories for these families and time with the families where they just haven't had it in years and years and years. So when you keep your mind and your focus on that prize, it makes everything a lot easier.
Yeah. And stay hydrated.
And stay hydrated.
and sleep. And then sleep some more.
Any thoughts going into it?
I'm thinking just trust my Disney Experience app and hope that we have the best time ever.
I'm just relying on having only the best time, having fun, keeping a smile on my face, and honestly just looking at the kids' faces when they see the castle for the first time. I might cry. We don't know.
Yeah, well, you'll cry. Oh, you're going to cry. That's another piece of advice.
The highlights are always seeing the castle and then when they get to meet Mickey Mouse for the first time.
Yeah. Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Just seeing him here was enough.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is the morning that we head on out to Disney World with some really, really special kids for, what, 5 days, right?
VIP all the way, baby.
All the way, man. Red carpets, and we get them in every nook and cranny of Disney. We got a limo that picked them up last night and brought them here, making them feel all special. And it all sort of starts here where we introduce you guys to the families. And in just a couple of hours, we'll be taking off for Disney World, right? So I want to warn you guys right now about the Burt's Big Adventure kid, Bobby, that we're about to talk to, okay? Because Bobby played me hard last night.
I just found out he's a hustler.
He is a hustler. Right. All right, Bobby, don't let that good-looking face, that cute face, fool you. So Bobby and I start playing cornhole last night, right? Mm-hmm. And Bobby misses his first shot, and he's, what, 5, 6 years old? 6 years old. So I'm like, Bobby, here's how you do cornhole. You have to hit it at the bottom of the board, and then it's got to slide its way into the hole, right? And then before I know it, Bobby is making shots from behind his back, underneath his leg. He's hitting them off the walls, off lights, and they're all going in. And I'm like, what is going on here? And he's like, yeah, me and my dad play cornhole every day.
Batting.
Just played me, Bobby. Just played me, man.
Good move, Bobby.
So Bobby is here, Emily is here, and Robert is here as well. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? I will never forget calling you guys and telling you that you were going on Burt's Big Adventure because I think in the history of Burt's Big Adventure, it might have been the greatest 12 hours of a BBA kid's life. And why is that?
Bobby got to ring the bell that same day.
And what does it mean when you get to ring the bell?
It means you're done with your treatment.
No more cancer, hey, man.
Yes, sir.
So he's at Scottish Rite in the morning. He rings the bell, which indicates cancer-free. And then a couple of hours later, as luck would have it, I call them and I say, hey, you guys are part of Burt's Big Adventure, and we are going down to Disney World. That's a pretty cool half day.
Best day ever.
Best way to celebrate that treatment is over, I think, is a trip to Disney. What do you think?
Yeah.
I bet you're glad that's all over. So, Emily, I noticed here, and I think I remember you telling me that this kid is so gutsy that he was administering his own chemo treatments at some point at 5 years old.
He did. He would, they would put it in, and he would administer it himself.
At 5 years old.
That's unbelievable.
And this is something, I don't think we've ever had a Burt's Big Adventure child with this specific illness. We see kids with, all kinds of stuff. So what exactly is Bobby dealing with?
Bobby was diagnosed with Langerhans cell histiocytosis, which is an overproduction of a particular white blood cell that causes tumors within his body.
And I'm sure that is a word that you didn't even know existed when he got diagnosed. I can only imagine as a parent dealing with a child or having a child with a chronic or terminal illness, you have to learn a whole new dictionary of words.
Yes.
And how has that process been for you guys?
It's been tough.
Yeah.
And it was very quick moving. He was just diagnosed in May, and then we started treatments right away. And by December, we had the all clear. So it was a quick moving 6-7 months with treatments weekly. So it was a lot of trips to the hospital, very different different lifestyle.
I bet. I mean, like literally your entire life got turned upside down and you all had to do a 180 overnight.
Yes.
Robert, your perspective looking at this and going through it with the family.
It was hard. We were just playing baseball for the youth team, and I was coaching him. And that was in spring. And then it was right after baseball was when we found out. So, I mean, our whole world just flipped upside down.
Yeah.
You're going from a baseball field to a hospital room just like that.
Just like that, yeah. And it was hard for me to be gone several weeks at a time for the military and not be able to be there for him at the hospital for all those visits.
Sure, because us men, we can fix things immediately, and we want to fix things, but you can't even be in town at that point.
Right.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Really tough.
How proud are you guys of Bobby and the strength that he's displayed throughout all this time?
Very proud.
Very.
Words don't even describe how proud we are. He's the bravest child I've ever witnessed in my life. The bravest person, even.
Bobby, would you say you're pretty brave, my dude?
I'm just doing my thing.
Like playing it off again.
Yeah, shrugging it off. I'm Bobby. This is me doing my thing.
A hustler, man. No big deal.
So, Bobby, I heard that you like cars.
Yes.
Yeah? Tell me about this sort of love of cars that you have. Is it the speed? Is it the sound? What is it about cars that you love so much?
The speed and the sound.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
And when it comes to cars, like, what kind of car toys do you have and what do you like to do with them?
Play with them.
Yeah, so I'd imagine you have a pretty impressive Hot Wheels collection. Do you have a favorite Hot Wheel?
A Lamborghini.
That's top shelf.
He likes them fast, man.
Yes, sir.
He likes them fast. All right. Well, because we know that you love cars, and from what I understand, your parents have very clean one-quarter parts of the car. Get very, very clean. How is that, Mom?
It's great. I mean, we get the lower half of the car nice and clean.
So because of his size, yeah, he loves to help wash the car.
Yes.
He can only reach so high.
Right.
So the lower portion of your car is always just
spotless.
Spot nice.
Yes.
So we knew you loved cars a whole bunch, right?
Yes.
So I have a friend that I've known for about 20 years, right? And he loves cars also. So I want to show you a video here, right? And we're going to try to link up the audio on the radio to what you're watching. So here is what we got coming for you in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Bobby and the Burt Show family. Hope everybody's doing great. I am so excited to be a part of this. My name is Chipper. And Bobby, not too long ago, I got a call from my friend Burt, and he wanted to do something really special for you. He told me your love of cars and love of racing. Let me show you where I'm filming from right now. Not sure if you've seen this place, but it's Bristol, baby. It is the fourth largest sporting venue in the world, and it's the world's fastest half mile. And we're hosting a NASCAR race this April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we are inviting you guys up for the Food City 500 on April 13th. We've worked with our friends at NASCAR to give you the experience of a lifetime. We're going to take you guys down in the garage, in the pit area, so you can see the guys working on their cars, getting ready for the big race. Take you down to driver introductions, where you have a chance to meet some drivers, see the pre-race band. Right as the race starts, we'll be taking you up to suite level, and you'll get to take in the entire race from a suite. It's going to be one amazing experience. We can't wait for you to get here, and I hope that you and your family have a safe trip to Bristol, and we'll see you April 13th for the Food City 500.
And I'm guessing if you want to wash it, you can wash some of the cars also.
Okay.
They're like, here's your ShamWow. Get at it.
So I've done this experience that they're giving to you also. So let me explain this, right? So you go up there, and you're going to be treated like a VIP, right? They'll get you there. They are going to introduce you to the drivers. They're going to try to get you into the driver's meeting before the actual race. So every one of these NASCAR drivers that you see on TV, you're going to be in the same room with them, right? And they're going to be given the instructions. You'll be sitting right next to them. Then they're going to take you down to pit road, where you'll continue to meet some of the drivers. You'll check out the cars and stuff like that, right? And then they are going to put you into a VIP area where you'll watch the entire race from. It's going to be a great day for you, man.
How cool is that?
Do you know how to change a tire?
Yes.
You do? Of course he does.
All right, now he's part of the pit crew.
Yeah. Dude was doing his own chemo. I think he doesn't know how to change a tire. Right. But there's more here, because our friends over at Zaxby's want to make this the perfect weekend for you guys. So not only are we sending you guys up to Bristol for that VIP experience, where you'll be hanging with all of the drivers and you'll be on pit road checking out all the cars. Let me introduce you to Fred Weir from Zaxby's.
Bobby, good morning. I'm Fred Weir. I'm the co-op president for Zaxby's. You like cars?
Yes.
I like cars a little bit, too. We brought you a little something. Maybe you and Bert can race, see if he has better luck after the cornhole from yesterday.
The kid's beating me down, man. I'm not competing against that kid anymore.
I was going to say, man, he can go 2 for 2.
Yeah, he can.
Well, we're excited to share in this, and when we heard about your journey, we wanted to partner along with you guys. One of the big components for us culturally is called Zacks of Kindness, where we try to challenge ourselves to give better than we get. And in doing so, we want to give you, we want to provide you with an awesome hotel while you're up there, as well as a bunch of cash just for your travel, for food, for souvenirs, and anything that you need on the road. So we're excited that you're going to go up there. And I hope at least you get to get up really close to the cars and maybe even ride in one.
Oh, yeah, I promise you that. Yeah. We got you, man. You might be in the race. I mean, Chipper's got so much power up there that you might be in one of the cars.
And I'm with you, too, on the Lamborghini. That's my favorite Hot Wheels.
We'll put you right on the pole, man. So, hey, welcome to Bert's Big Adventure 2025. Enjoy Bristol. Thank you to all of our friends at Bristol Raceway also. Bristol, baby, is what they call it. Have a great VIP weekend, and you're about to have a great VIP weekend right now on Bert's Big Adventure, too, okay? Mm-hmm. Welcome to our family, all right?
Thank you.
It's Bert's Big Adventure 2025.
The Bert Show.
Q99.7 and the Bert Show on Bert's Big Adventure 2025. Abby, someone is listening right now that is listening for the very first time and has no idea what Bert's Big Adventure is. What is this adventure?
Bert's Big Adventure is this magical week where we take kids with chronic and terminal illnesses to Disney for the first time. We get on a private jet. We put them up at a fancy hotel. This year we're going to the boardwalk at Disney and we take them to all the parks and show them a great time. But it's also a community that lasts throughout the years where we have reunions and it's a really good organization.
Takes a lot of money to do this whole thing. So we're constantly asking you guys for a little help along the way in small and big ways. And the Carter Charitable Foundation has done big things for us to the tune of $550,000 to date since 2010.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, our longest running sponsor. We've been BFF for like 15 years. That's amazing.
Ain't going anywhere now.
I know.
You're locked in.
Committed. Abby and Heidi are both here. Thanks again for your involvement for Bert's Big Adventure all year long, our fairy godparents program. There is none without you guys.
Well, we love you guys, and we're so excited to have been partners for 15 years.
Crazy.
Our employees love you. They know who you are. They're excited to be here today volunteering with the kids. We always have so much fun getting to celebrate with them as they're about to go on the best trip of their lifetime. So we're excited to be here again. The Fairly Godparents program is so special to us. We're happy to support it and glad that it allows people, volunteers, to go out to the hospitals and interact with the kids and allow their families to have a little bit of a break, but also make the kids feel special at the same time.
You guys, if you don't have special needs kids, or maybe if you had a kid that just ended up in the ER and had to spend one night in a hospital, you know how draining that 24 hours is, right? So now let's multiply that, because a lot of our kids end up in the hospital for weeks, if not months at a time. And we realized early on that parents weren't leaving the hospital at all. They were just hanging out there in this little 8x10 room. And even if you got a suite, it still feels really, really small. So we started this fairy godparent program where we have a volunteer that shows up every single day. And these guys over at Carter's Charitable Foundation have funded that all these years. And it is a vital part of what we do. And it wasn't even part of our initial plan. We just saw what was going on.
You saw a need and you filled it.
We saw a need and these guys filled it.
Yep.
Really?
Just so y'all know, I mean, because we are dealing with kids with chronic and terminal illness, we average about 150 hospital visits per year.
That's a lot.
That is a ton.
We are here in the ballroom at the Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel. You know, we're on here talking for 4 hours about Bert's Big Adventure, you know, trying to get some last minute donations, introducing you to the families. But for 4 hours, these kids don't want to listen to us talk.
No.
They want to go to Disney and they need to be distracted. So Carter's has stepped in and you guys always set up the most amazing kid booth for them. And we saw from our interviews with the kids, everybody's obsessed with Moana this year. So I am telling you right now, Heidi, you crushed the booth this year. Your vision was perfect.
Thank you so much. We absolutely love doing this every year. We start planning as soon as the event's over and we start getting ready for the next one the next year. But this year we thought Moana was perfect with the movie coming out. We've got lots of games for the kids to play. We've got the coconut bowling. We've got ring toss. We've got our amazing balloon artist who comes and gives his time every year, and he's just amazing, and the kids kids love him, so we really enjoy it.
It's impossible to miss these guys because the entire staff is wearing their shirts, right? Their Carter shirts.
Again, over and over again, when we were talking with the kids, the running theme is everybody was so excited for Moana 2. They love Moana. So, like, this activation tent could not be any more perfect for
that
the kids
just
this year.
So super smart.
Yeah.
So even outside of Burt's Big Adventure, I do want to promote the Charitable Foundation. So outside of Burt's Big Adventure, what is that?
Carter's Charitable Foundation is set up to support all families with young children, helping all children in need, and of course supporting our Atlanta community. So that's why Burt's Big Adventure is so special to us. We love giving back to our local Atlanta community and the special work that you guys do sending these kids to Disney and their entire families. So again, we're focused on helping all children in need and our Atlanta community.
I think the statistics show that 250% of the kids in America have worn Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh at one point or another.
That's a fact.
It's way more than 100%.
Now that, you know, I have a child of my own, Jimmy's about to turn 4, it puts a smile on my face anytime I can purchase some Carter's or Oshkosh B'gosh because I love helping those who help us. So anytime I can put them in Carter's gear, I'm like, yep, they help out Burt's Big Adventure.
Yay, thank you. Yes, come by. We have a brand new flagship store in the Buckhead area. It's gorgeous. Come shop. Come see it. We love you guys. So we're excited to be here today.
Well, we certainly love you guys. Thanks for helping out. Thanks again for doing such a great job with the tent this year. And thanks for all your involvement all year long with the Fairy Godparent program.
Thanks, guys.
Carter's is awesome. It's the Burt Show. Burt's Big Adventure 2025.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
We're heading on down to Disney World with a bunch of very, very special kids here in just a couple of hours. Our kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses, and we bring everybody in the family. If they live in the house, they are going to Disney World with us in a big VIP way.
Big VIP way. We are here for Burt's Big Adventure, our annual trip for kids with chronic and terminal illnesses. And honestly, I have been looking forward to this all year, so I can't even imagine how these kids feel. Their first time going to Disney in a big way. We're going on a private plane, and then we're going to a fancy hotel and going to have some sweets and some fancy dinner tonight. This entire week is going to be so much fun. I just can't wait to get started.
The amount of food we consume on this trip is astronomical.
Yes, it really is, man. And I think it was Zoe last night. It was Zoe that that had her hands all up in that Zaxby's last night, man. She was wearing it.
She was painting with the Zaxby's sauce.
Literally. Right.
And then she immediately went out to the dance floor and like burned it all off.
Yep. Talk about having a good time.
Yeah.
Finished it off with ice cream and cookies.
Yeah.
As she should.
Zoe is such a good rolling good time that she's not even sitting here, man. There was no way to contain her to sit here to talk about her brother Oliver, our Burt's Big Adventure kid.
She could be in the Moana tent with Carter's Charitable Foundation. She could be over there at the bouncy house.
She may be in the plane.
Yeah.
Already.
She might be flying the plane.
With a snack.
In the pilot seat. So every now and then on Burt's Big Adventure, and this is always a great lesson to me also, because I used to joke about this, but maybe it's not a joke, that sometimes you just don't know what somebody is going through. And I used to joke that man, I got to take a look at that kid's folder because that kid, man, that doesn't look sick to me. And Oliver, to me, is that kid this year because I'm watching him bounce off walls last night, hanging out, all this high energy. And you just never know what a child is going through because they could look very healthy like Oliver.
Right. That's so true.
So when you found out about Oliver, if I read this right, you didn't find out he had one heart defect in 24 hours. This is a whole ordeal, eh?
Yeah, he's got tetralogy of Fallot, which is four defects in one. So he had a heart between his two ventricles, a hole between his two ventricles. His pulmonary artery was basically shut, so he wasn't getting any blood flow there. And then his aorta is overriding. It's not in the right placement, which then causes his left ventricle to hypertrophy or get thick and makes it hard to pump. So that's all wrapped up in one.
Look, I'm a grown adult, and I don't understand half the things you said. So when you were talking to Oliver about it, and this all started how long ago?
Well, when he was born, it was two days after he was born that his nurse, we didn't know before he was born, but his overnight nurse in the NICU heard a murmur. And then when we came in to see him the next morning, there was like a whole team in there doing an echo, and they transported him immediately to Choa. So
at what point do you have a conversation with him about what's going on inside of him, and when does he understand it, and what words do you use?
Well, so, I mean, he had been used to going to the hospital. We went, you know, every 6 months for the first 3 or 4 years of his life to get procedures done, so it just became part of his normal life. And Choa was so amazing that he would be excited to go there. And so you just have talks over time, you know, and you just say you have a special heart. Your heart wasn't made the same as everybody else. And you're always going to have to get it checked out, and you know, have those are the conversations you have.
So, from the mother's perspective, like you give birth to this baby, and he was early, only 4 pounds, so he's obviously going to the NICU, and then. It's every mother's worst nightmare.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just that she heard the murmur. It's like, oh, there's something very wrong here. We don't know exactly what it is, but he's going to need some kind of, you know, procedure or something, and we're rushing you to Choa. And it's like all the air just left the room.
I bet.
It was just, everything stopped, you know?
And like the only thing you want to do as a new mom is just hold your baby and love on him. But here you have all these doctors and nurses working on him.
Yeah, and I couldn't hold him. I couldn't. He had all these tubes. And it was just, you know, that we spent the first 5 weeks in Choa. And I lived there. I just moved in and I stayed there with him. And you just can't do any of the normal things, you know, that you want to do with your newborn. It's so hard to experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is he limited in any way, shape, or form? Because the way I'm watching him, like, run around and all that energy last night, I'm like, he doesn't seem limited at all.
So, right now, he'll get winded. Mm-hmm. I notice, you know, he can't play soccer or, like, he couldn't do anything where he has to run, like, a lot without breaks. Because he needs to, he plays basketball, he plays baseball, he wrestles, but he'll get winded, you know. Yeah, if somebody's taking too long for him to pin, he's like, I'm, you know.
Gotta go for it quick, man. Oliver, what are you most looking forward to on going down to Disney World?
Probably the roller coasters.
Yeah.
Well, Mo loves roller coasters, so.
I got you. I'll get on every single one with you. That's not a problem.
All right, while you guys are on, I'll be carrying the purses and all the presents and stuff like that. Just making sure it's safe when you get off of those rides.
No, you'll be chasing Zoe.
I'd rather go on the roller coaster. I'm going on the roller coaster.
No, you're going
to
keep chasing
That's what it took to get him on the roller coaster.
I can't keep up with that girl.
That's a lot.
All right, now, we also say this each and every year also, that a mom here that is dealing with a child that's going through all this, life doesn't care.
Nope.
I mean, there are stresses outside of all that. So I know that there's been some back and forth between you and I talked about this last night. You being in Atlanta and then having to go to Virginia, then Atlanta, Virginia. Explain what that has been all about.
Yeah, so back in October, I got laid off out of, you know, nowhere. Of course, that's what happens to people.
Right.
But, you know, as a single mom, you know, in my apartment with my kids, I applied, I mean, literally 700 applications, and I was getting nothing. And so a job opportunity presented itself in Virginia, and I said, I'm just going to have to break my lease and, move and follow where the job is, because if you don't have a job, you can't have anything else.
Right.
So I've been in Virginia since December 21st, and with family. Luckily, I had family there, and so just their training and hoping to, you know, get this license and then be able to come, you know, back with our community here.
Yeah, you made it very clear to me last night that you will be coming back to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything is here. I'm part of the Cardiac Family Advisory Board at CHOA. Like, we pour into this community here, and it pours back into us. So it's very important for us.
It's something that people need to know, too, with Oliver. Like, as he gets older, there's going to be more procedures that he's going to need.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people you trust.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I said I'm coming back here for his care. Even in the meantime, if he were to need something, they know him. They know his anatomy. It's very important for us to be here.
All right. Well, keeping that in mind, let's see if we can make things a little bit more comfortable for you and get you back to Atlanta. So at this point, I'd like to bring in Javier from Rangewater. He is the Director of Hospitality and Property Management at Rangewater. And he's got a very, very special proposal for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much, Bert. So I'm Javier Baskin. I have the privilege of being the Director of Hospitality for Rangewater. And Rangewater is a fully integrated multifamily real estate company. So we have a portfolio that spans throughout the Southeast, really a Sunbelt to Mountain West company. And we're dedicated to creating fulfilling experiences for our investors, our residents, our employees. And of course, any of our partners like the Bird Show here today. I have exciting news. So, we are going to provide for you 12 months, a year of free rent at one of our newest communities.
Wow.
In Gwinnett, the Mabry.
Oh my goodness.
One question.
I have more than one answer.
What's the
Wi-Fi? Have it.
He wants to know the Wi-Fi password already.
There you go.
When can we go?
When can they come back?
Listen, it's ready when you're ready.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Whenever you're ready, you come and see us, and we're going to get you all squared away. Let me tell you about the Mabry, though. So this is one of our newest developments in Gwinnett County. It's literally a beautiful property. You have top-notch amenities, swimming pool. You've got a trail. Is this Zoe?
Yeah, it is Zoe.
You better say
Zoe
hi quick.
Zoe came up out of nowhere. Talk about energy. Holy smokes.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, you're really going to enjoy it. And it's literally minutes away from Coolray Field, Mall of Georgia, and of course Andretti's, all of the stuff up there. So you're going to really, really enjoy that.
Thank you.
I want to share also, Bert, if I could.
Sure.
I want to share the story of how this went around our offices. So our corporate offices are right here in Sandy Springs. And so when I presented when we were presented with this opportunity, I kind of chopped it around to the different departments. And let me tell you, everybody in our corporate offices were vying for, like, hey, we want to be a part of this in the most impactful way. And so we're just excited and humbled to be here. We really are so excited.
I have no words. It just doesn't seem real.
Not just a place to live, but a place to live for free.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
There it is. And there it is.
You knew it was coming. Yeah. It was coming.
The Wi-Fi password is free rent.
It's all lowercase.
And it will be that.
Rangewater, thank you so much for helping these guys out. I mean, you talk about a life-changing experience.
Yes.
I mean, I love what we did earlier with Bristol and sending them up there for a weekend or sending a kid up to Callaway also, but rent-free for a year to bring her back to the city that she wants to be in, to the doctors that she cares and feels most comfortable with, is absolutely huge.
It's
so thank you.
And that financial freedom as
well.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
It's crazy.
The peace of mind, right? So, yeah, we're so happy about this, and we're so excited to be a part of it.
That's a good way to introduce to First Big Adventure 2025 right there, okay?
Oh, my, I can't even. I'm just speechless.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to First Big Adventure 2025, and welcome back to Atlanta.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Bird Show.
Yeah, let's talk about that little gift for just one second. We are at the send-off, and we're heading on down to Bert's Big Adventure, down to Disney World in T-minus 90 minutes. Heading on down there with our kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses with a VIP trip. And you know what we'd really love is just some change in our pockets, just to be able to buy these guys whatever they want when we're walking through the parks.
By the way, when we are at the Animal Kingdom, I know where the best Mickey Mouse shaped pretzels are.
Okay.
If anybody needs that info. And yeah, we'll be able to buy those and the Mickey Mouse shaped ice creams and all the souvenirs, the Mickey Mouse ears, the lightsabers, I could go on for days. There's a lot of stuff there for us to buy.
We're just looking for like $5 or $10 this morning. If you could text 50155, text the word BERT, B-E-R-T, with your text, Zaxby's going to take a look at that donation and go, okay, we're going to go ahead and match that one. So 50155, text the word BERT, and that goes straight to Bert's Big Adventure and gives us a little extra change to spend in Disney World this weekend. All right, let's get into the entertainment buzz here.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Kate Middleton is holding back her kids from a longstanding royal tradition that's pretty bloody. I think they're pulling it back a little bit because it's not super politically correct anymore. So a lot of royal traditions have gone out of style, but there has been one that has been in use at least since Prince William and Prince Harry have been around because they took part in it. So it's called blooding, and it's where they take the kids hunting, and then the blood of their first kill is then smeared on them as like a rite of passage. Like, now you're a hunter or a huntress, and we're going to smear blood on your face to prove that you are a warrior. And Kate allegedly, according to some royal insiders, has decided that Prince George, Prince Charlotte, and Prince Louis will not be participating. Royal author Tom Quinn says Catherine has put her foot down and insisted that there will be no blooding for her children.
Yeah, as a fellow mom, I co-sign on that.
Can you imagine taking out Jimmy with a gun?
Feels so medieval.
What happened to playing with toys?
Listen, like, vampire facial, yes. Whatever this is, no.
Yeah, just stick them in front of the TV. Have them watch some Bluey. Like, that's the only rite of passage you need as a four-year-old.
Absolutely.
I remember taking Hayden out and hunting with him and then making him literally take a bite out of the heart of the animal that he took down.
That's how you be a man.
It was a special time.
Really, really good protein.
Travis Kelce allegedly spent $100,000 on Taylor Swift's Valentine's gifts, but apparently the most important gift of all cost him no money at all. And do you guys want to know what it is?
Oh, his love.
No, he made her a friendship bracelet.
No. Oh, wait, that is cute, but no.
Losing the Super Bowl.
Any more gift? Time off.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
And it was absolutely free?
Come on, we just talked about this for like a week.
Oh, he wrote handwritten letter.
Our man's wrote Taylor Swift a homemade card. So according to reports, he did spend about six figures worth of very, very fancy gifts. Apparently he got her gold necklaces, diamond earrings, shoes, clothing, candy, and apparently $1,000 worth of roses that will last up to a year. They're from a place called Venus It Fleur. So if you want to buy your lady $1,000 worth of roses, you can absolutely do that if you've got the budget for it.
So those roses are nice, but if you grow them yourself, it just has more meaning.
If you planted a rose garden for your girlfriend, it would in fact have more meaning. But would they last a year? No. All right, Lady Gaga fans are going wild after she said she'll be releasing a long-awaited project they've been begging for 16 years. It's on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.